There was a hint of sorrow in his eyes, and Tahiri knew there had been more to the conversation than Jag would share in front of his subordinates. Probably Jaina had asked to speak with him because she feared it might be her last chance to say goodbye. Tahiri held Jag's gaze a bit longer than was needed, letting him know she understood how difficult it must be for him to be here instead of helping Jaina on Coruscant, then flashed him a supportive smile.
And when you and Jaina ran out of other things to talk about, the conversation naturally turned to Dala, Tahiri said. Jaina suggested a way to deal with her.
Something like that,
Jagged said.
He turned to Rej and Dajor.
Jedi Solo has a wonderfully devious mind, when the occasion demands.
Behind every great leader stands a great advisor,
Dajor said tightly.
However, you might want to keep her role confidential until after she becomes an Imperial citizen, don't you think?
Jaina?
Tahiri gasped, unable to contain her shock at the idea.
An Imperial citizen?
Of course, Rej said, scowling at her. If she's going to marry the head of state, she'll become a citizen of the Empire.
Trying not to laugh, Tahiri looked to Jagged.
I'll bet that conversation went well, she said. I'd give anything to see Han's face when someone tells him that his only daughter will have to join the Empire to marry you.
We haven't actually discussed that yet.
Jagged paled at the thought, then gathered himself with a shudder.
And stop trying to change the subject. Do you know what I need you to do, or don't you?
Tahiri thought for a moment, trying to imagine how Jaina would handle a problem such as Dala.
She arranged for the Jedi to loan you a Stealth X, didn't she?
Jagged nodded.
She did.
And shadow bombs? Tahiri asked.
An entire rack, Ashik replied.
I see,
Tahiri said. She took a deep breath, trying to decide how she felt about what Jagged was asking her to do, then finally shook her head.
I'm sorry, Head of State Fel. Attacking the Chimera during the battle would have been one thing, but now that you and Dala have agreed to a truce, I'd be committing the same crime I'm accused of in Admiral—
It's not Dala, Jagged interrupted. It's nothing that easy.
Tahiri frowned.
Then I don't understand, she said. If you're not sending me after Dala, then who are you trying to trap?
Jagged pointed to the holographic riot still raging above the transceiver pad.
The one who's behind that, he said. I'm sending you after Abeloth.
Abeloth?
Rej gasped. He leaned closer to the holo, as though he actually expected to see her in the riot, then finally nodded.
Of course. She is on Dala's side.
I wouldn't assume that, Jagged said. But she's certainly not on ours.
That does seem doubtful from what you have told me of her.
Rej turned to Tahiri.
And you can find this Abeloth?
Tahiri remained quiet, mentally sorting through all the Imperial intelligence reports she had been reading lately, then realized she had a decent idea of where to start looking.
Didn't I see something about a certain Mandalorian who was seen on Hagamore 3?
She asked. Rej frowned at Jagged.
That communique was utmost secret, he said. Am I to assume that you are now in the habit of granting unvetted security clearances to prisoners?
Jagged shrugged.
Tahiri was a Jedi, Admiral. Who's to say how she knows what she knows?
Rej's eyes smoldered, and he turned back to Tahiri.
I don't suppose you'd care to enlighten us.
The thing is, Boba Fett is the one who broke Dala out of the Galactic Alliance's detention center,
Tahiri said, dodging Rej's question.
So if Abeloth is working with Dala...
Irritated though he was, Rej was quick to see the connection.
Then Abeloth might be on Hagamore 3 with Fett, he said. Though I should mention that the Mandalorian's identity wasn't established. We don't know for certain that it was Fett.
But Hagamore 3 is part of the Gatels holdings, correct?
Jagged asked.
It's a moon orbiting Anti-Meridius?
Rej nodded.
It is.
And that would be the same moon where the nanovirus scientists have gone into hiding?
Jagged asked.
The ones who developed the strain that targeted the Hapen Chumda?